Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from Mount Adams. It's otherwise known as UFO Central or Paranormal Central. We've got quite a few people out here during the Sky Watch. I wanted to open up the lines today for people that wanted to call in and just talk about what's going on, because there's a lot of people facing some major challenges with the new energies coming in. The call-in numbers are 877-876-5227. Again, I'm going to give that number again. It's 877-876-5227. And we'd really like to hear from you and hear what's going on, you know, in your life concerning these shifts and some of the openings that are going on. Up here on the mountain, we're just getting downloads of incredible energies. And some people are really not doing too well with these energies, and some people are just taking off in their awakening healing process and flowing with these energies and doing some amazing things with them. Even today was just overwhelming, the amount of energy that came in. And what I've seen, you know, in the headlines, you'll see when these energies come in, these large influxes of energy, there'll be people making headline news, doing all kinds of crazy things, you know, doing emotional outbursts and some negative things, and you know, blaming, projecting, processing, individually and collectively. You'll see it in the news. You know, be letting off little explosions here and there, trying to bribe some more money out of people like North Korea, you know, and things of that nature. But anyway, there's all kinds of shenanigans going on out there, and it's really important that we maintain our own center and focus on love and joy and bliss, and not buy into all the other dramas that are created to pull us off our center. And although these dramas are going on, we don't really have to feed them or participate in them, and we can do a lot more for the Earth by focusing the higher consciousness and energy on these subjects. There is no time and space and spirit, and you can send healing energies or doing clearing work, or you can do all kinds of things to change the outcome of these events. But anyway, to make a long story short, basically there's some large influxes of energy coming in. It's happening here exponentially. You might say it's even more intense here because this is a vortex, or it's like a power center, a power spot, that the energies come in real strong. And the veils are very thin between worlds here, which is why we're having all the paranormal and UFO activity here up on the mountain. But it's also been going on for a long time due to the vortex and the very spiritual nature of the area here, the power spot. The energies that are coming in, there's a lot of talk on the internet right now about October 17th. And they're saying a very large ultraviolet wave of energy is going to be hitting the planet and moving through. And I'm not sure the duration of this. There's a lot of different emails on this. I've been reading a lot of different takes on this energy, and you know, we're not sure how this is going to affect the planet. I haven't had a chance to really look into it, but I have heard a lot about November, and I think November we're going to have some very intense energies coming in. I've been talking to other friends that were very up on the Mayan calendar, and they're saying that actually this is 2012 is actually 2007 according to their data, and they're saying there's a 5-year discrepancy between the Gregorian calendar and the Mayan calendar. So any way you look at it, there is going to be a major shift coming in of energy. And with my contacts and the Palladian contacts and some of the other ultra-dimensional contacts, I'm getting the same information from master teachers and, you know, ultra-dimensional beings that this is going to be a major turning point for this planet. And there is going to be a very big shift coming. And we need to get ready for this shift. The energies that are going to come in are going to hit some people very hard because they're very dense in their consciousness. And the ones that it's going to hit the hardest are those who are holding on to the control and domination energies and the power over other energies, and the ones who just focus on profit and greed and have totally ignored their spiritual path and the truth about there's nothing separate. And from what I understand, their karma or the karma from their actions is going to be intensified, and they're going to be tormented by their past as their past comes forward to greet them with these new energies. So anyway, that's the information we've been getting, is that it's very important that we clean up our consciousness, that we heal the past, clean up any old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. There's many techniques to do that, and move forward and start working on our own spiritual progress or progression and become a part of the awakening and healing process. There's no way of stopping this process. It is destiny. We are moving in that direction, and we are going to reunite with the rest of the universe in peace. And that's where we're headed right now. And there are people that would love to see this not happen and are doing everything they can to keep the fear and the unworthiness and keep the aggression going and the againstness and separation. And they're playing these games in every arena. They're playing it in the religious arena. They're playing it in the business arena. The war industry is playing this game because they need to keep going, keep the profits going up. And, you know, political agenda is going that way too as well. It always has been. But it's time to drop this concept of separation, concept of againstness and war. And it's time to even drop the nonsense going on in the political arena as well and start working for the highest and best good of humanity and the earth, and step away from all the special interests and the corporate sponsored games that are going on. There's so many things happening right now. We don't watch the news too much, but you can tell it's finally a lot of the major news medias, even the corporate sponsored ones and the ones that haven't been telling us the truth for a long time, are also getting fed up. I believe I watched walked through the newsstand yesterday, and I saw Newsweek and talking about the constant deception and lies of our current administration was on the front page of Newsweek. And then the next chapter is on the all the pedophile activity going on at the White House, another expose, which is going to get even more intense because it's very deep. There's a lot of people involved in that. And it's a pretty dark scenario going on there. And, you know, whenever you give your power away, there's always those that will jump in there and snatch it up and eventually use it against you. So these people, all they care about is overpowering others, be it sexually or be it with money or be it with law, or that's their whole intention, is to gain power and wealth. And usually it's at the expense of others. So I'm not saying they're all that way. I'm saying a great majority of them are that way, and that's what gravitated them to those positions, and that's all going to be unfolded here very shortly. But there's a lot of things going on. You can see it everywhere. You can see a major uncovering of truth. The apocalypse is really the uncovering of truth. That's the real definition for it, is that we're moving into the whole grand uncovering, and where everything is exposed and people's karma comes home to roost, and that's the phase we're in right now. It's a good thing. You know, we have to go through that before we hit the 2,000 years of peace that everybody's prophesied. So it's just a matter of time before we move into this phase, but we have to go through a little hell before we get to heaven. But we're on our way to heaven, and the more we focus on heaven and call the heavenly hosts and the beings to come and assist us, and the ultra-dimensionals, and you know, the benevolent and spiritually and technologically advanced ETs, the more we focus on that and ask for help, the more they can intervene and actually create heaven on earth. It's a good idea now to really think of what you would like to see in the future. You know, what is your concept of heaven on earth? Would it be to live a very spiritual, wholesome life, you know, in touch with each other, you know, in harmony, living in harmony with each other and the planet, you know, in a restored environment, you know, actually utilizing technology that's actually beneficial and unlimited, being able to jump dimensions and go to other planets and other planes and dimensions. You know, is this your idea of heaven, or, you know, it could be something else, whatever it is, you know, as long as it's in harmony with each other and nature, it'd be a good idea to really focus on that right now and call that in, visualize it, and call it in and ask for whatever help we can get to turn this planet around. Because, again, the more we can call out and ask for this help, the more the help can come. They can't interfere with free will. They're waiting for enough of us to make that decision and align with, you know, the universal principles and understandings that are necessary for a healthy society and environment, and choose peace. And as soon as we do that collectively, we will join the rest of the universe. There, the majority of the people do want this, believe it or not. If you go to almost any country and talk to everybody on the street, they all say, I do want to live in harmony with each other. I do want to live on a clean and healthy planet. You know, they all want the same thing. It's other institutions that aren't allowing this to come to be. It's like an elite group of people that are so focused on profit and greed at any expense, they don't care anything about the quality of life. It's just the quantity of power and wealth that they can obtain. And these people are getting ready to, again, experience a major backlash. And, you know, the bottom line, it doesn't matter how arrogant you are or how powerful you think you are, you cannot outrun your karma. And karma is an immutable law. So it's just a matter of time. You know, the only salvation out of this one is for them to shift 100% into the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth and devote their time and resources into bringing about heaven on earth. And that's basically their only way out. It's going to be quite an experience here. In just the next month or two, and from then on out, I think the energies coming in are going to be so intense, we're just going to have to learn to surrender. We're going to have to learn to lay down and surrender and ask for, you know, that our souls come forward, that our God self come forward, our connection to spirit come forward, and ask that our bodies be rejuvenated, be healed, you know, help us to adjust to these new energies and take the time to really get in touch with your own unique purpose and your spiritual connection as well. It's very important. It's almost mandatory in the days to come. I don't want to consider myself a fundamentalist or a preacher or any of these other things, but this is what the heavens are saying right now. This is what the spiritually and technologically advanced beings are saying right now. They have a different opinion of what God is. They said the real God is coming, and they talk about it as being a power and a force. And in its ultimate expression, it's just pure, unconditional love and joy and bliss. And they said that is coming, is pouring in right now on the planet, and everything is going to have to adjust to it. And it's just part of an evolutionary process that we're undergoing. So even these ETs are talking about, you know, God and love and joy and bliss and all the things that the great masters talked about in almost every culture. So this time we just drop all the divisions and the separations and the fears and start opening up to the rest of the universe, and especially those that are here to help. That's what my whole focus has always been, is the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth, and how that can come about, the best way for that to come about. And so far, I've seen right now, it's out of our hands here on earth. We're going to need all the help we can get to get through these changes. And it's going to take some real spiritual forces as well as a lot of people here on earth that are very powerful to open up and awaken to their true purpose and destiny and get on with it, get on with the mission. And that being done, we can turn this planet around, which is our entire focus. One of the things we do up here on the mountain is we have regular sky watches here, especially on the weekends. And I like to interview the people that come up just to get some of their opinions on what they would like to see, you know, what their experiences are, what drew them to the mountain, and just see where they're coming from. You know, and maybe their ideas, get a lot of new ideas about, okay, how do we turn this planet around? You know, how do we change this for the better? And we also love to hear from anybody who wants to call in as well. Would be great, you know, to have any call-ins. The dogs outside are barking right now, so there's a good chance we might have something flying over. So far, we've had a lot of activity on the mountain here. We've got a little cloudy skies. It's not really cloudy.
Okay, I'm just going to break in, cut you off the air for 1 second, keep you on the same line, and that way you can take call-ins.
All right.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a flash.
Okay, we're back on. We're live again out in the Skywatch area.
And we've got the beautiful Lanos Brothers here. Who's the one playing the guitar? Pat. Pat's playing for us.
Oh, great. Did they bring their cello?
Did they bring the cello? No, it's too dark.
Oh.
He's. I told him we all do disciplines blindfold. They should start playing their instruments blindfold. Open up all new brain sensories.
Exactly.
There was just one, I didn't see it, I was watching the beautiful masters with the music, but they all were watching the sky and they saw what appeared to be an intentional, they thought it was a laser across the sky, very fast, very straight.
Yeah, we saw those the other night when we were out, we saw...
No, this was like, yeah, what we're seeing lately, what are those? What do you think those are?
Well, it does look just like laser flashes high in the sky going back and forth, back and forth, and we saw quite a few recently, and that's something new. We haven't seen that kind of activity, but they're putting on a little light show recently, and then the other day when we had the loud roaring noise go over the house with nothing there.
Yeah.
And then all the phones going down.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And the internet, followed by the black helicopters. That was pretty interesting as well.
Yeah, that was a wonderful week, actually, because we all were feeling it. And that was the week also that the various different people came and were having the experiences with the two smaller silver discs that come from behind the house in the trees there, and that one RV got shined, and then the other alley from Boeing had the lights shine of the clubhouse.
Yeah.
So that was great.
Yeah, there's been a lot of activity up here. Something's really building. I was talking earlier about the phenomenal energy coming in and how we can adjust to it and flow with these changes that are coming in. Is there some other guests out there that want to
come online? Yeah, hold on one moment.
Me? Hello, James. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Yeah, we're having a good time out here. The weather's not the best for viewing tonight, but we did get one interesting viewing almost straight overhead here about an hour ago.
Yeah, unfortunately, they laid quite a lot of chemtrails down on us.
Well, what was really interesting was we've gotten into the habit of taking some random pictures out here, which we've found has really paid off very well for us.
Uh-huh.
And I showed you one picture of orbs that is more like a almost a just a sheet of plasma, thousands of orbs. You couldn't count them all in this picture.
Yeah, that looked like a daylight. It was still daylight out, it looked like.
And then just minutes later, we get this viewing overhead, and we take pictures of the field, and there are no more orbs. So.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. I know Michal Ledwith did a long talk about the orbs, how they'll play with you, and they'll be there 1 minute, and it'll be wall-to-wall orbs, and then you could take one shot, and there's nothing there.
Yeah, there almost seems to be a correlation between the overhead sighting and the orbs. Really interesting, very intriguing.
Yeah, it's definitely tied into the ultra-dimensional.
Yeah, so we thought, well, let's bring the guitar out here and see if we can attract a little attention.
Yeah, I hear the guitar going in the background.
Yeah, that's my friend Patrick. I manage the band.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I wish I could get the, find out if there's, we don't know if the fire band's still on, but we're hoping to light a fire tonight, but I think we have to wait because they have, everything's very dry right now.
Yeah. And we're hopeful we'll, I'm going to talk to the rest of the guys in the group, and we're going to find a date where we can all come out, and we'll put on a little show for you folks out here.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So, I'm going to be coordinating everybody.
Yeah, we'll set up a little stage out here and have the band and the Skywatch and big barbecue and do it right.
Good. By the way, thank you. That was a great meal that was put on for us in the house this afternoon.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank Sue was the one that brought that up.
Yeah, very, very sweet of her.
Yeah, it's nice when people are giving like that and come up. And it shows that, you know, what it's really about.
Yeah, there's an interesting correlation between just the atmosphere of this whole place out here and what we're seeing.
Uh-huh.
The last time we were out, some listeners may remember that we saw a triangle out here. Well, in fact, that was just shortly after you came out from the show, this amazing triangle craft came overhead. And that's a memory that's just burned in my mind forever.
Yeah, I actually got that one on film. I got two recent ones, real good triangles, one of them flying backwards.
Yeah, it was interesting because after we went home watching a show, UFO sighting in Illinois, the description from some Illinois state troopers, and diagrams made match precisely what we saw overhead here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's funny, these things definitely don't fly like conventional craft because they don't have to be going in a straight line or forward or anything else because they're counter-gravity. So they can twist and turn and fly backwards, and it's pretty funny watching these things fly because they're just not conventional at all.
Well, there's a formula for gravity, and any formula can be worked forward or backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And if you figure out how to control gravity forwards, there's no reason you can't do the opposite.
Yeah, oh yeah.
There's a lot of talk of not so much anti-gravity, but gravity generators.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
They actually seem to pull themselves.
I think the Earth is spinning at, I'm not sure how many thousand miles an hour, but it's either 1 or 2,000 miles an hour, and all you have to do is reverse the spin.
Well, Ronnie, our bass player sitting across from me here, I'll give the phone over to Ronnie. Maybe he can tell you about he's got some really interesting photographs he got last time that we were out here. Yeah, we can get Ronnie to tell you about those.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Here's Ronnie.
Hello, James.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Great to have you back again.
Hey, it's awesome to be back. It's just awesome. I always look forward to coming out here.
Yeah, I heard you've got some pretty good photographs already from tonight.
Yeah, we just kind of get the idea that during the day, you just can't see them with the human eye. So
mm-hmm.
Our idea is just taking massive photographs and filling our cameras up and dumping it in our computer and then kind of reviewing them over, which we did earlier today after lunch, and we found some shifts.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah.
You got some shifts then, huh?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh,
really good stuff. Really good stuff.
Yeah, I can't wait to see those. So you got some metallic?
They were kind of, some of them were metallic, not like the last ones where I took and actually had the sun glistening on the tops of them, you know.
Uh-huh.
But these are pretty good shots. They're pretty good shots.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, but you really got to look really good at the finished, you know, at the pictures because they're there. You've got to look for them.
Yeah, you don't see them at first, and then all of a sudden they just start showing up.
And you need to know what you're looking for, too, you know?
Yeah. That, now, you said you had one. I can't wait to see the one. You said it was like a two- or three-story one that was green?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. It was a almost a, I would say, ice cream cone, inverted ice cream cone shaped.
Uh-huh.
And it had a bank of lights on one side and another bank of lights on the other side. It was a good, it was a good shot. It was a good shot.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely got to get the time to...
Yeah, we'll get that. But
maybe we can put it up on our site and grab that one and throw it.
Right, and there was our latest one was I went back through the pictures from the last time we took, and I found another one, which was probably a really good one. And it's a disc, but it's kind of tilted down toward you so you can see the top of it.
Oh, great.
Actually see the top of it, and the sun... light shining right off the top of it. It was great. It was good. Good shot.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, there's been a lot of activity, and especially just energetically, we're just getting incredible energies coming in. Everybody's feeling it.
Right.
You know,
right when Pat kicked on the guitar tonight, we had this one that just flew over. It was pretty big, too, but it was on the... There was a little bit of clouds coming over in and out, and it was above the clouds, but yet you can see the ball just shot through. It was really, really awesome. Right when we started playing, I'm like, oh, here we go. Can you hear Pat playing in the background?
Yeah, I can. That's great. Yeah, we were having whenever we have music up here, it's interesting, or if we do any kind of meditation work or healing work or world healing work or whatever, the ships are always here. It's amazing. It's like a big magnet.
Oh, it is. It definitely is. It's
what I found out that draws the ships the most is when you get a really focused group together around the campfire, just playing music, having a good time. You have some kids here, and the kids are the best because they're innocent and they're pure, and
right.
Their intent goes out, and boy, the ships come in for that.
Exactly. It's all about positive energy and sharing that, you know. And I honestly do believe that they feel that too, you know. It's just a good time. I love coming out here. It's just something about this place. When I got on the cello earlier, I didn't want to bring it out tonight because I can't see nothing. But
I'm sure you're so good you could just fake it. You know,
No. But I couldn't put the thing down. It's like Pat. We played earlier today. Pat goes, I could have played all day. There's something about this place.
Yeah, you have to make a song about this place.
We will. We definitely will.
Yeah.
It's a very inspirational place for us.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I could open it up, have a little opening song for the show here, you know.
Yeah, that'd be great. We'll put something together.
We'll put a little link up there and you know, you'd sell a million CDs.
Right.
But more about inspiring people, though, getting people to, you know, lift their hearts and minds up and know there's more to the universe than
right. This is great. It's not really that. I thought it was going to be colder. It's a lot colder tonight, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good, so.
It's pretty warm there.
But like you said, the weather it's perfect here. It's just like clear.
Yeah, they did a little bit of the chemtrail activity earlier, and that's why it's a little fuzzy, but hopefully we can focus on that and just push all that out of the area.
Right. I saw some of that earlier today.
Yeah, clean up the skies a little bit here.
Right.
It happens quite a bit. There's a big vortex that opens up, and it seems like everything, even storms, are just pushed away, and we have this big hole right above us where we can... Because it is socked in everywhere else, it seems like, all down Hood River, all around us, there's clouds.
Right.
And we have the sky right above us.
We're getting a lot of orb shots, too. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I bet there's a lot of them out there.
There most definitely is. Hey, did I hear you earlier say that there was some rods out here, too?
Yeah, we've actually photographed the rods of the sky fish. Everybody has a different name for them. But if you put your camera on night shot and just let it run, even the video camera, we've caught some great orbs flying right in, you know, flying right at the camera.
Really?
And then zipping around us. We slowed the footage down and still framed it. And you can see the rod and that ring that goes around it. It looks like the dish, if you take something out of your, not dishwasher, but your washing machine, the
right.
impeller, whatever they call that. Right.
It
looks like that. It has that circular ring around it.
Right, kind of like a corkscrew type thing.
Exactly, and it's moving. You can see that corkscrew thing moving as they're flying.
You know, I've seen some fish like that have that same motion with their they have a bottom fin that kind of goes kind of. It doesn't spiral around, but it has that same motion.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Well, hey, here's Pat. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Not too bad. I'm actually playing the guitar in the dark, and that's really good practice.
Oh, great. Yeah, I was going to say put the phone next to the guitar, but it's probably hard to talk on the phone, and, you know, you have to pull out your other two arms that people aren't supposed to know about.
Right. This is great, though. This is really nice. I don't really get out to play the classical guitar much.
That sounded great. Well, I could hear it over the phone here.
Oh, great. I'm glad. Glad to hear that. I should make you some recordings, so just play it in the background.
Yeah, I was telling them it would be great to make a song about this place, just the energies here and the orbs. And
there is energy here.
Yeah.
And actually, while I was playing, I thought I had seen some streaks in the sky 5 or 6 times as I started playing, as if something was trying to contact me or something. But I just played on.
Yeah. Well, they probably were. They're probably inspiring you, you know, sending you a big thank you. Yeah, thanks.
I can feel it.
Yeah, kind of acknowledging that you're out there playing, you know, so they're shooting a little doing a little laser show for you.
Well, if they like it, I'll continue.
Yeah, we had a kid out there that, I'll never forget this kid, and he was leaving the conference the last day, and he just said a little prayer out there, and he meditated, and he says, I really want to take a photograph of a UFO, so if there's anybody out there, I'm very sincere, you know, I'm not coming from the ego, I just sincerely want to take a photograph. He said, please guide my hands and tell me where to shoot, and so he did. And actually, that photograph is up on our website, and it's on the As You Wish Talk Radio site as well. But he got a beautiful photograph of a metallic ship with an antenna on it and everything.
I think that's great.
It's amazing how if you just tune in.
Here.
Yeah, they'll guide you as to where to shoot, you know, where to shoot the camera. But it's also important to know that they're out of our visible, a lot of the ships are out of our visible light spectrum that we can see with the human eye. They're just beyond it. So they can be parked right there and you can't see them. Most people can feel them if you're sensitive, but you can't see them, you know, unless you have a camera or some kind of a UV device, you know, like night vision or something like that.
Actually, earlier today, I felt like a metallic, like a spoon up against your teeth sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And it lasted for some time, and felt as though that there was, you know, being surrounded by something that I couldn't see.
Uh-huh.
It was a really great experience. Continued playing the guitar.
Oh, great.
That's great.
Be sure and don't quit. I'm going to be coming out there right at a little after 9, so.
Well, that's great. I'm looking forward to it.
I hope you're still playing when I come out.
Sure. I'll keep it going.
Okay, great.
All right, I'm going to hand you over to...
Here.
Thanks, James.
Oh, thanks for coming on.
There you go, Ken.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this James?
This is James.
Oh, how you doing?
You're on As You Wish Talk Radio.
Oh, hello, everybody. Well, so far we've saw two or three orbs and one that was arcing over there. It went by really quick, a fast walker or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it's we got a bit of a canopy, but it's dissipated a bit, and we're just all watching the stars. And the guy's playing the mellow music, and it's spiritually beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it sounds great. Yeah. I mean, I can hear it in the background on the radio.
It's like feng shui, you know, it just flows, and it just,
yeah.
Everybody's soothing. It's a beautiful ambience.
Oh, I can't wait to get past this fire ban so we can start lighting fires and bringing flutes and drums and everything.
Yeah, well, this is our first trip down here, and it's everything I thought it would be and more. It's absolutely spiritual.
We have some djembes and some flutes and other drums if anybody else wants to come in and gather those and have a little session out there.
Yes, yes. I guess he's going to bring the rest of his band up next time or something, set a date. And,
yeah.
And that'll be terrific, really.
Oh, that'll be great.
But, I'm just really absolutely a beautiful ambience. This is, I tell you, this is church. If ever there's church, this is church, boy.
You know, that's, to me, being in an area like a power spot or a vortex where there's some real high consciousness and energy and nature, that's my church.
Yes, yes.
And that's what I really focus on creating here is try to keep the natural setting and, you know, keep the energy clean as well.
You have really done that around here. We had a nice walk around today, and I'm an avid walker, and I walk 3 hours every morning, and just to feel spirit and digest last night's late night studies, and I got the same vibes out here. Talk about a peaceful, easy feeling. And, you know, even if you don't see it, you just feel things happening.
Oh, there's people take photographs of beans walking out in that field, and some of them are golden beans. They're 8 foot tall, and some are little blue beans. And
I was walking out there today, Jim. I just had to walk across the whole thing. You said to go out and do the peripheral walk, and
yeah.
I did that, and I went over on River Road, and it's just a... Forget about e-ticket Disneyland or whatever it is. It just does something to you. But avid walker that I've been doing for 14 years since I got, hate to say, spiritually whacked or however you want to say it. It's where I find my peace and digest the current knowledge and the paradigm shift, what's coming down. And I've been meaning to come here for so long, and now I am. And it's just, it's overwhelming. And, you know, not a lot of activity, but it doesn't matter. You know, I mean, this is just my first night here, but it's just overwhelming feeling, you know. And when I walked out on the periphery and then over the meadows here, the opening here, where the farmer has the fields plowed, it was just a very spiritual feeling, very calming effect. You really got a place here, man. I'm really grateful you share it with, you know, the people that want to share, you know.
Yeah, it's just warm enough now. You know, I think right around 9 o'clock we're going to start getting a lot of activity.
I see, yeah.
That's what I got in the meditation today. But
yeah, well, you know, I came with no expectations. I just came to feel the vibe.
Uh-huh.
And believe me, I'm overwhelmed. Oh, we got something over in the sky. Oh, no, that's a plane. Excuse me.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm going to pass the phone around, huh?
Okay, well, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, man, I'm just grateful to be here. And I was grateful to meet you. You are who you are, and I got a beautiful feeling from you, too, man. You're just a very humble, very cool person. I really enjoying it. I really enjoyed the night.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
I'm just Amir.
You're doing a beautiful thing.
You want to talk to anybody? Oh.
Hi, Dean.
Hi.
This is Sue.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Oh, this is so, so spiritual. My Lord.
Oh, I can't thank you enough for bringing the food up, the dinner for everybody. Everybody is raving about that on the show here.
Well, that was my pleasure. My pleasure. Oh.
We'll have to schedule that again, you know, for about 500 people next time.
Not a problem. I'm having a hard time cooking for two. 500, 400, that's more my style.
Uh-huh.
But I want to thank you so much for opening your place for all of us. This is like Ken was saying earlier, this is so much church. The spirituality here is just overflowing. It is just wonderful. And this being our first time is just, we weren't too sure, but I'll tell you what, is your soul, just your soul, your body, your heart, everything just opens. And thank you for opening this opportunity for all of us.
Oh, you're welcome. It's so much more important to come here and tune into the energies. The ships are just a bonus. But people are completely changed just by being here a couple of days. It's amazing the transformation that goes on.
Oh, it's so true. I mean, you can feel it when you... approach town when we stopped at the little gas station to make sure we were on the right track. And the minute you turn towards here and the closer you get, the stronger that it just, it was just like little hairs on the back of my neck were just kind of, and we saw the sign and I said, we're here. It's like Disneyland. Forget it. This is awesome. Just absolutely. Oh, we talk about a rejuvenation. This is definitely it. So thank you again for opening your space with all of us. This is
Thank you for, you know, doing your work just so that you could feel this. Some people haven't become sensitive enough to actually appreciate what's really happening here.
Oh, well, believe me, we are, and looking forward to many, many more visits, and you call if you need dinner.
Okay.
I'll pass this to Paris.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hey, James, let me see if Bill and Fern are... Hold on. Hi, Kev. Fernie? Bill? Oh. Okay, let's see who else.
Yeah, I don't think Bill can hear the phone. He couldn't hear last time at all.
He can? You think now because it's turned up? Try though.
Is Fern there?
Oh. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, James. This is Bill.
Hey, Bill. Can you hear us?
Yeah, much better.
Oh, good. Yeah, I think they had the phone turned down last time.
Okay, yeah, I can actually hear you this time.
Good. Good. How's things going?
Well, it's kind of cloudy here now. I haven't seen much in the sky, really. A couple of moving lights. It's kind of hazy. And the last time I was here, I saw quite a few lights on the mountain, but I didn't see anything tonight.
Hmm.
So you can't have an absolutely wonderful any every time you go here.
Yeah.
But,
well, I kept getting around 9 o'clock. There's going to be some big activity, so I hope everybody's got their cameras ready.
Yeah.
You know, to catch it.
Yeah, I brought my camera.
Oh,
and,
good.
Hopefully you can do a little shoot tomorrow.
Yeah, those triangles that you got on film were some of the best I've ever seen before.
Oh, yeah, well, that one we were fortunate to get, that was when the Greer Group was here
mm-hmm.
in 2002, and people go on Google Video and enter Mount Adams Flying Triangle. It'll come up.
Yeah.
Also, they put Arcoones, R-C-O-O-N-E-S there. They'll get all the videos I've done. I've also got a video of lights on the mountain I did here. And that's
mm-hmm.
had about 1,000 views in less than a month.
Yeah, you know, it's great that you did that because there's a lot of people that have been calling CSETI, Stephen Greer's group, and they're actually saying that they didn't see any UFOs while they're here, and almost acted like they weren't even here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and I remember you were here, and I know Steve Marino was here, and I don't know how many ships we saw and got them on film and everything, and they're kind of, for some reason, they're kind of denying the experience, but that's up to them to deal with, you know.
Well, there were lots of witnesses here. The most evidential sighting I've had here since we've been coming is we saw a triangle like that one that I videoed. But this triangle I saw did a 180-degree turn.
Yeah.
I mean, satellites can't do that because if they do, they'll fall right out of the sky.
Yeah. Well, I've got one just about a week ago. We filmed one, and that one actually was flying backwards.
Wow.
And it was moving as it went over. It was pretty amazing.
So you had two lights and one light following that.
Yeah, you know how the point light is elongated?
Yeah.
Out in front when they're usually flying over?
Right.
Well, this one had the two lights in the back going forward at about a 45-degree angle when it went over.
Huh.
And it was flying backwards, which I thought was kind of funny.
For heaven's sakes.
But,
well, those people out there are saying those are satellites. They're, you know, they're saying they're NOSS triads, Naval Ocean Surveillance Satellites.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that, well, they're in triangular formation so they can triangulate ships at sea
yeah.
and over land, too. But just remember, I saw one that did a 180-degree turn and then stopped.
Yeah.
So that blows that theory right out of the water.
I have footage of one making a complete right angle turn.
Yeah.
And which that eliminates the satellite as well.
Yeah, so I don't know why these people are saying it's misinformation as far as I'm concerned.
Well, the man over there at OMSI Planetarium, he watched this ship come down, land on the mountain, morph into three or four ships, go back to one ship again, take off, you know, and then a jet chased it, which shows the jet very clearly. You know, and he said it's a space shuttle.
A space shuttle, okay.
Yeah, you know, space shuttles are dropping down, landing on Mount Adams, morphing from one to three, and then taking off again.
Wow.
And I thought, you know, come on, I mean, at least come up with a reasonable explanation, like, you know, we faked the film or something like that.
But, yeah.
I mean, the space shuttle, I just can't even imagine coming up with that one.
Well, I'm surprised a scientist would actually say something like that.
I was, too. I was floored when I saw that. He goes, oh, yeah, I've seen the footage. They're playing the footage right behind him. And it's landing on the mountain, and he's saying, oh, this is just a space shuttle. You know? Sounds like somebody saw something.
Yeah, they've got their green laser lights now, and they see something right over the mountain.
Oh, good.
So it's not real bright, so I'm not sure exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's almost 9 here. We're supposed to have some activity right around 9 o'clock.
All right. Well, I've been here certain times when I've been looking up in the sky, and a star will get really bright. And then it starts moving really slowly. I've seen that several times here now. That's another unexplained phenomena that I really can't explain it.
Yeah, we had one just a while ago that came in, and it was amazing because when it powered up, it was just enormous right over us, and it lit up the whole sky. But what was strange is there wasn't any beam whatsoever coming from the ship.
Yeah.
And it lit up us on the ground. We saw flashes on our faces. We're completely lit up, everybody on the ground.
Wow.
But there was no light, actually, and it was just us. This little area we were in, all around us it was dark, but just right where we were, it was completely lit up. And it was like they bilocated the light or had some kind of control over the light where they can light up any place they want, not through a beam, but somehow by, I don't know, by almost teleporting the light to a specific area or something like that. You know, it was
yeah,
the most bizarre
amazing
thing I'd ever seen.
I think mostly when I come here anymore, it's more of a spiritual experience. I don't expect to see any, I don't go looking for that much anymore, but
mm-hmm.
if I see something, that's good.
Yeah.
But I know that when I'm here, when I'm in the astral, when I go outside my body, when I'm asleep, I know I must be getting some kind of training or some kind of energy, but we come here to basically, you know, to recharge, and we do. We feel right at home here, and we, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're sad to go back. We have to go back to town.
Yeah, yeah. First, you know, that's what people say here when they spend the night here two or three nights. We've had everything from just fantastic dreams, experiences, you know, out-of-body experiences, things of that nature. But what's most profound is we've had almost miracle healings happen that were documented.
Yeah.
And people just sleeping in a tent here, you know, out in the field, and you know, they go back in and get x-rayed or get checked out, and the problems they had are gone.
Well, I know there's spiritual energies here. I certainly feel it, and my wife does, too. That's why we come here and
kind
of help out the ranch here.
Is Fern available, or is she being shy tonight?
I'm going to try to... No, she's waving at me. She doesn't want to talk.
Come on, hand her the phone.
Here, honey. Here, come on.
Oh. Hello.
Hello, Fern. I forced him to give you the phone.
Yeah, I gather that.
We need the international spokesman here.
All right.
So, are you having a good time?
Yeah, great. I'm just sitting here looking.
All right. Are you glad to be back up on the mountain?
Yeah, I feel right at home here.
You taking any photographs? Are you trying to get the orbs?
I've tried a few tonight. We were a bit late coming out. It was a bit dark.
Uh-huh.
It's not so easy when it's dark, but I've got a couple.
I know you get some of the best ultra-dimensional photos here of just about anybody.
Oh, God, yeah. We've had some brilliant shots here. I mean, over the years, I've seen the others. We've had professional photographers out here taking them, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Huge ones, massive.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. What I find out is that the people that get the best shots are the people that are just having fun with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to blow bubbles at them.
Yeah.
That's my orbs. You know, hey, orbs, come on, I'm here.
Yeah, yeah. The people that are really hardline investigators, you know, that they come out here and bring all the equipment up and everything, and they're going to prove this is real and everything, and then nothing happens because they forgot, you know, that it's all about consciousness. But as soon as they shift into the consciousness and meditate and put the intent out there, and then they take a picture, all of a sudden, you know, there's the orb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's not something we can demand or try to prove or anything else. It's a request with pure intent that has to go out, kind of childlike almost.
It is, yeah. You've got to be childlike to link with them, I think, haven't you?
Yeah, we had a lot of Native American elders up here, and this one man came out and was a little arrogant, I guess, and he was screaming all these chants and goes, "You want to see orbs? I'll show you orbs," and started yelling all these chants and making a big show out there. And the field was full of orbs, and when we took a picture of them, they were gone. They all left, you know.
And then
so he went all the way to the other end of the field, you know, yelling these chants. Mm-hmm. He was like gone. You couldn't even hear him anymore. And so we told these kids to go out there, and another couple that was just married that were that had a lot of love between them and go out in the field and just hug each other, send love out. And we took another picture, and the whole field was full of orbs again.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And a giant column right above them.
Oh, gorgeous.
You know, so it shows very clearly that they're very attracted to, you know, love energy,
mm-hmm,
and divine feminine and children energy.
Oh, yeah, and music.
Yeah, music too as well.
They love music. I've got a really good shot where I put my little stereo player in the middle of the field.
Uh-huh.
And took a picture of it, nothing there. And a few minutes later, I took another one, absolutely covered in orbs.
Uh-huh.
It really was. And they seem to like certain music too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put some heavy metal music out there to probably clear the whole field.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Clear me too.
But it's pretty amazing that they definitely respond to consciousness and the people there with the camera. It's not a matter of having the best camera. It's having the highest consciousness.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, we've been all over England, UK, and where we've been to here down the coast, whatever, experimenting, where do you find them?
Mm-hmm.
And without a fail, you find them at vortexes. Places with spiritual power points and vortexes. You always get them there in various degrees.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Something's flying over.
Yeah. So
I could hear something right now going. I guess it's off in the distance here. But yeah, I've seen over and over again, if you go to the pyramids or if you go to Stonehenge, or you see a lot of them inside the pyramids in some of the ancient places there, Dendra and some of the other places.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of orb activity, especially at night.
It's amazing.
Even more so.
Yeah, we listen to bits. If I'm feeling a bit gloomy and depressed, I get my scrapbook out with all my old pictures in.
Uh-huh.
And I just thumb through, and it does the job.
I almost feel like they're like little ultra-dimensional cheerleaders.
Yeah.
And they are very high-frequency, high-vibrational beings,
yeah.
and they're beyond our frequency here, so they're definitely more evolved.
Very mischievous, too, on this field.
Uh-huh.
Sometime last year, I was playing with them. I took a good shot. There were a lot in the picture, and next one, nothing. I said, oh, come on, where have you gone this time? And I spun round and took one behind me. I said, ah, there you are. Gotcha.
Yeah,
I played for about 10 minutes with them like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they do. I know Michal was doing a talk about that, and I led with. He was in What the Bleep.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He would go out, and nothing there. And he would go, okay, is anybody out there? And he would yell it out, and then he would take a picture, and then wall-to-wall orbs everywhere.
Oh, right.
Oh, here it comes,
oh,
guys.
Something coming here.
Got a ship coming in?
Something coming.
Right at 9, right on cue.
Just let me give... let me give her the phone.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Got one?
Right here, James. We've got a beautiful entity coming in, very focused.
Big ship.
Very intentional. Oh, maybe not. We're waiting. Hold on.
Yeah. Well, it's right at 9 o'clock. They said they'd be coming in right around 9.
Yeah, no. No, I think it's a plane. The way it was coming at us, it looked like it was coming straight on.
A lot of times their headlights, they'll put on their landing lights and it'll throw
you
off.
Yeah, no, I can tell now. It's when it was coming at us, it had its running lights facing us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If they have their landing lights on, they're coming right at you. It's kind of a dirty yellow.
Yeah, when they put the landing lights on, they look very interesting.
Yeah, it'll be a dirty yellow light, and you won't be able to see the strobes or the running
right,
lights.
Yeah.
As soon as they turn off at an angle.
Where, Rip, here, take this.
Yeah.
Ripley? Thanks, honey. Yeah, so.
What's
yeah,
the
sky's clear, too, where it was filled with clouds. It's really clear now.
Oh, it's totally clear now?
Yeah, it's beautiful. And everyone would love for you to come out, James.
Yeah, I'm going to be right out there real soon. We've got just a couple minutes left here. But they were saying earlier when I was meditating around 9 o'clock that we're going to be having some activity.
Yeah, I remember you said that, so I was hanging and
yeah,
watched.
It's funny. The plane comes right in at 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
a nice
exactly.
Little plane.
It was fun. That was a good
And there's
moment.
Really no activity here as far as we're not in any real airspace or air traffic, so
yeah,
I think it's quite interesting.
No, yeah, the patterns tonight are really different. Like, we had a couple planes fly right across the field. That's, as you and I know, that's not very usual, so.
No, no, obviously they're
yeah, I think they're tracking planes, so.
You know, whenever I talk about major activity here, and go public with it, it seems like the sky is full of jets and planes, and
mm-hmm.
and then it calms down, and then there's nothing, you know, but they're definitely observing, you know, cruising the skies, trying to catch something.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know exactly who's doing it, or probably multiple people doing it, multiple groups, who knows, but...
Yeah,
they're definitely doing it.
it's definitely been a great couple of months for all of us.
Yeah.
We're having a good time, and the people are awesome. I mean, we're certainly bringing in a lot of spiritually awakening people that see the ET and God Force connection, one in the same, and that's a really wonderful gift.
It is important. I was talking earlier about that, is the messages from the ETs almost sound biblical sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize that they had a very strong part in our history, and all throughout the Bible and all the other sacred texts, they're in there if you look for them.
It's going to align up that way more and more, and that's really important now so that we can get people off of their religious bent into understanding that God and consciousness is a very expansive cosmic awareness.
Exactly, and get them away from the nuts and bolts consciousness and the abduction victim role. And
And
get into the spiritually and technologically advanced ETs and the ultra-dimensionals, and when we start going there, we're going to have some incredible things happen here.
Yes, it's time, and we're certainly... Have you mentioned, too, your... audience that will be doing 3-day weekends soon, and
we're going to be doing intensives here. They can go to eseti.org and check it out, and we also have all the DVDs from the last Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference with Michal Ledwith was here, we had Nick Bajic here, myself, Steve Marino, our major investigator, was here, Wendell Stevens. Oh, boy, Janet Coley, I'm trying to think of all the...
Oh, just in a minute, Brooks Agnew.
Oh, yeah, Brooks Agnew put an incredible presentation on the inner earth and the science behind it and the trip that he's going on.
Well, and that reminds me, have you decided if you want to go since you were invited?
Not sure if I'm going to take that trip yet. I'm going to meditate deeply on that and figure out, you know, if the timing's right, and it depends on the world situation at the time.
I still think the whole situation is more that Brooks is supposed to contemplate taking a voyage here.
Yeah. I mean, we're already contacting the inner earth people here. It's
exactly.
Not like we have to get on the boat and do it. But that's a good journey anyway to to go on the boat and fully document it and go to the North Pole and prove that this is a reality.
Yeah.
That may be his sole purpose, you know, for incarnating. Who knows?
Okay, we've got a high flyer.
Okay, you got
one.
Yeah,
he's really cruising.
Nice fast.
Come on, guys, power up. Focus on him, everybody. Yeah, that is a ship. It's cruising very fast, going slightly diagonal from southeast to northwest, but moving at a very, very nice clip.
Oh, great.
He's high up.
Is he powering up at all or doing any turns?
No, he's definitely just on his little Milky Way highway there.
Moving real fast, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to sign off here so I can come out and join everybody.
Come on out.
Get out and listen to the great music going on out there. And
oh, well, that's been such a treat. You're
talk
to
all the wonderful people and join in on the
fun. We'll see you in a moment then, James.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
We'll see you in a moment.
Okay, great. We'll see you in a few.
Bye.
All right. Well, again, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. I'm going to join the rest of the group on the Skywatch here and see if we can get some nice ships coming in and hopefully get them on film and one of these days get all the new footage up on the website. We're just waiting for a capture card to come in and the right computer system. But anyway, again, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening and hope to see you next week. Good night.